Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we are in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given his Holy Spirit to indwell you and keep you and guide you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We're here to help you get your day started with song and scripture and prayer. Because if we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your sister. Go wake up your brother. Go wake up your mama. Go wake up your daddy. Go wake up your cousin. Go wake up your other cousin. Go wake up that oldest boy, youngest boy, oldest girl, and youngest girl. Let everybody in the house know that In Your Corner is on the air. We're on the air, beaming the love of Jesus Christ everywhere that internet radio can be found. All right, y'all, get out the bed, sleepy head. Get out the bed, sleepy head. It's time to get up this morning. Let me go get my Bible bus. Let me go get my Bible bus. Let me pick up some cities. Let me pick up some cities. Let me just start down here in the South. All right, New Orleans, Louisiana, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Shreveport. We see you, Shreveport, Louisiana, Texarkana, Arkansas, and Texarkana, Texas. We see you out there. Thank you all so kindly for listening. We see you out there, Little Rock, Arkansas. All right, Memphis, Tennessee, we ain't heard from you in a while. All right, let's wake up somebody there in Memphis, Tennessee. All right, Nashville. All right, thank y'all so kindly for listening. All right, let me run out of here right quick, though. I need to go and get a song right quick. Let me just run and get a song right quick. All right. All right, I thank y'all for getting up and catching the bus this morning. All right, let me get a song here. This is a song called Rich Man, Poor Man by the Gospel Legends.
Somebody here got something to thank the Lord for.
Clay Graham and the Gospel Legends.
One day there was a rich man was standing in the window on the 8th floor. He was contemplating death. His heart was troubled. While he was looking downstairs, he saw an old raggedy man singing and eating out of a garbage can. And as he looked at him, he said, "Well, sir, I believe I'll go down here and just talk to him." He made his way downstairs. When he got downstairs, he looked at the old raggedy man and said, "How can you sing with a smile on your face and having to eat out of a garbage can?" He said, "You see me? See, I'm rich. And I got everything. I got money and fine clothes to wear. So what is it that you got I don't have?" The poor man looked up and said these words: "There is nothing as precious as Jesus to me. Let the earth this beat goes. Oh, yeah. I am happy as can be, yeah, with my Savior, Lord, I see. I am happy with Jesus alone. He looked at him and said, I am happy with Jesus alone. The rich man stood there and listened to him. He said, if I said it just one time. The poor man looked at him and said, I dare you. He said, I dare you to try that. The rich man said, there is nothing. It's precious. He said, am I doing right? He said, you're doing pretty good. To me, let the earth and richness gone. Oh, yeah. I am happy as can be, yeah, with my Savior, Lord, I see.
I am happy,
yes, sir,
with Jesus alone.
Please, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We talk all the time.
Oh, yeah.
What is good or bad? But I know what the Lord have done for you.
Oh, yes.
We don't have no secrets from each other. But I wonder, would you mind just expressing yourself just a little bit?
You know, I used to sing because I love singing. But you know, now I sing because I know what I'm singing about. Y'all hear me? Let me tell you something. I have to say the same thing you say. Listen. As precious as Jesus to me, let the hurt and the richness, let it all be gone.
But you know what it says.
You know what? I'm happy.
Oh,
I'm happy if I can be. Oh, with my Savior, Lord, I see.
Oh,
that's Clay Graham and the Gospel Legends. I believe Lee William even got in there talking about the rich man and the poor man. Boy, you know, you can make it. You can make it. Jesus is better than riches, silver and gold. You can make it when you got Jesus in your soul. All right, that's your song for today. It's time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. Go get your Bible this morning. We'll be reading this morning out of the book of Revelation. The last two chapters in the book of Revelation. And we'll go back to the New Testament, Matthew chapter 1. All right. Reading this morning, beginning with Revelation 21, reading this morning along with the Bible Experience.
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying,
"Look! God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away."
He who was seated on the throne said,
"I am making everything new."
Then he said,
"Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true."
He said to me,
"It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all this. And I will be their God, and they will be my children. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all the liars, they will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death."
One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and said to me,
"Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb."
And he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a very precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates, and with 12 angels at the gates. On the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. There were 3 gates on the east, 3 on the north, 3 on the south, and 3 on the west. The wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The angel who talked with me had a measuring rod of gold to measure the city, its gates, and its walls. The city was laid out like a square, as long as it was wide. He measured the city with the rod and found it to be 12,000 stadia in length and as wide and high as it is long. He measured its wall, and it was 144 cubits thick by human measurement, which the angel was using. The wall was made of jasper, and the city of pure gold, as pure as glass. The foundations of the city walls were decorated with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second, sapphire, the third, agate, the fourth, emerald, the fifth, onyx, the sixth, ruby, the seventh, chrysolite, the eighth, beryl, the ninth, topaz, the tenth, turquoise, the 11th, jacinth, and the 12th, amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls, each gate made of a single pearl. The great street of the city was of gold, as pure as transparent glass. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. The angel said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. The Lord, the God who inspires the prophets, sent his angel to show his servants the things that must soon take place.
Look, I am coming soon. Blessed are those who keep the words of the prophecy in this scroll.
I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I had heard and seen them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who had been showing them to me. But he said to me,
'Don't do that. I am a fellow servant with you, and with your fellow prophets, and with all who keep the words of this scroll. Worship God.'
Then he told me,
'Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this scroll, because the time is near. Let those who do wrong continue to do wrong. Let those who are vile continue to be vile. Let those who do right continue to do right. And let those who are holy continue to be holy.'
Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what they have done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright morning star.
The Spirit and the bride say,
'Come.'
And let those who hear say,
'Come.'
Come.
Let those who are thirsty come, and let all who wish take the free gift of the water of life. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this scroll. If any one of you adds anything to them, God will add to you the plagues described in this scroll. And if any one of you takes words away from this scroll of prophecy, God will take away from you your share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this scroll. He who testifies to these things says,
'Yes, I am coming soon.'
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen."
The Book of Matthew. This is the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers, Judah the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar, Perez the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Aminadab, Aminadab the father of Nashon, Nashon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab, Boaz the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth, Obed the father of Jesse, and Jesse the father of King David. David was the father of Solomon, whose mother had been Uriah's wife, Solomon the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam the father of Abijah, Abijah the father of Asa, Asa the father of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat the father of Jehoram, Jehoram the father of Uzziah, Uzziah the father of Jotham, Jotham the father of Ahaz, Ahaz the father of Hezekiah, Hezekiah the father of Manasseh, Manasseh the father of Amon, Amon the father of Josiah, and Josiah the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the exile to Babylon. After the exile to Babylon, Jeconiah was the father of Shealtiel, Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel the father of Abiud, Abiud the father of Eliakim, Eliakim the father of Azor, Azor the father of Zadok, Zadok the father of Akim, Akim the father of Eliud, Eliud the father of Eleazar, Eleazar the father of Mathan, Mathan the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, and Mary was the mother of Jesus, who is called the Messiah. Thus there were 14 generations in all from Abraham to David, 14 from David to the exile to Babylon, and 14 from the exile to the Messiah. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said,
"Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins."
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
All right. That was our scriptures this morning. We read out of the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 21 and 22, then Matthew chapter 1. May God bless those who have heard and read his holy word this morning. All right, it's prayer time now. It's prayer time. Come on, y'all, let's pray. A family that prays together is a family that stays together. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we do praise you again for giving us another wonderful day. A day we did not earn or merit, but it's by your grace, and we just thank you for that. Thank you, dear God, for the privilege of prayer. You said in your word to come boldly before the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And Lord, we need you right now. Lord, as we are thinking about Sunday morning church, Lord, we ask that you would start preparing the hearts and minds of your people as we turn our hearts towards this weekend worship service, Lord. Lord, we pray for the janitorial crew that they can come in and clean the churches, dear God, that when the people show up on Sunday mornings, they can worship in cleanness and comfort and in the holiness of the Lord. Lord, we just pray for all of the preparation. We just pray, dear God, whatever needs to be done in order to have things ready for Sunday church, Lord, we just pray that it'll be done decently and in order, dear God. Lord, we pray for those that's going to be working on the parking lot, dear God. Prepare their hearts and minds, dear God. Lord, we pray for the greeters, dear God. We pray that you'll prepare their hearts and minds. We pray, dear God, for the ushers and the choir members, dear God. Prepare their hearts and minds. Lord, we pray for the deacons and the trustees and that you prepare their heart and mind. Pray for all the preachers, dear God. Touch in a mighty way all the pastors. We pray for their sermon preparations. Lord, drop into their hearts and mind the message that you want your people to hear on this Sunday morning. Then, Lord, open up the hearts and minds of your people, dear God, that they can receive the truths that can transform their lives. Lord, we pray for that prodigal son and that prodigal daughter, that prodigal husband, that prodigal wife who hadn't been to church in a while. Lord, we pray that we'll see them this Sunday morning. Bring them back, dear God, to church. Once again, more importantly, bring them back to you, oh God. Now, Lord, be with your people on this day in a mighty way. Lead, guide, and direct us in all that we say and do, so that honor and glory can be ascribed to your holy and righteous name. This we ask in Jesus' name, and for his sake we do pray. Amen. All right, that's it. That's it. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. We done sung our song, we done had our prayer, we done read our scriptures, and now the clock on the wall is saying that's all this morning for this portion of In Your Corner. Thank you so kindly for joining us this morning, and thank you for joining us this week. Now don't forget about, we have the best of In Your Corner on the weekend. Yes, we play the best of In Your Corner on the weekend. So listen to KLITB on the weekends, because we play the best of In Your Corner and everything else we play the best of. All right, let me encourage you to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember, our format here at KLITB is at the top of the hour, we minister in the word, and at the bottom of the hour, we minister in the mix. Oh, that's music and a whole lot more. Matter of fact, I'm getting ready to get that Look in the Book sermon on just a minute or two. All right, so at 7 o'clock, then I'll be back with Ghostbusters, because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood. Somebody needs to say something about it. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in the Situation Room. At 9 o'clock, we'll take a look in the book. Let you listen to a portion of a sermon I preach right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. Then at 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackled. It'll make you face yourself and think. Then at 11 o'clock, we'll take a deeper look in the book. Let you listen to a portion of a Wednesday night Bible study. Then at 12 o'clock, if you missed any of these programs, guess what? We began to rebroadcast them. So listen to us all day long. Go tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a co-worker, tell somebody about us, because we are In Your Corner.